We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, our Bet365 triple option feature. Three of us give our top takes on the top stories in sports today. Steve, you up to bat.
How about those Lady Tigers? We've talked about softball, women's basketball, the gymnastics team guys in the NCAA championship semifinals are moving on to the national championship. LSU taking down California, Stanford, and Arkansas today. That semifinal matchup at Fort Worth, Texas. And the Tigers really just dominated all around. You got into the scoring. I know a lot of people might not be familiar with how gymnastics scored, but LSU ends up with a 198.1125, and Cal was number two at 197.7. So congratulations to the Lady Tigers, the gymnastics team, headed to the national championship. That's going to be on Saturday. So hopefully another big win for LSU and a national title coming to the school.
Charlie?
Guys, I'm going to review the odds, the draft odds for the Saints at pick 14. Steve, you said this to us the other day. I think it's pretty interesting. Adam Thompson of bookies.com has the Saints favored for Olufoshinu, the left tackle from Penn State, is currently the betting favorite for the Saints to draft at number 14. Right below him, Talisa Fuanga, the right tackle from Oregon State, a different type of player, different side of the line as well, at plus 250. And then Amarius Mims, the tackle from Georgia, is the third highest betting odds, which I think is pretty interesting. Mike, I would imagine that that's maybe a trade down spot. I don't expect Mims to necessarily go at 14. Maybe he's closer to 20. But who knows? Maybe a team falls in love with his potential. There's that P word again, the potential of Amarius Mims.
And I like to hear potential.
Yeah,
I like to
either.
Hear production. Now, he was productive when he was healthy.
So there's
eight
top
games?
Yeah, and that's not a lot of tape, Mike. So those top three guys are tackles. The first guy that's not an offensive tackle is a defensive tackle. Texas's Byron Murphy, who's a different look from, obviously, Brian Bercee, who they drafted defensive tackle in the first round last year. Bercee's kind of the bigger 6'5" type of defensive tackle, great pass rusher. Byron Murphy's more of an all-around defensive tackle from Texas. He's closer to 6 feet. He's kind of the prototypical build for one of those guys. And then after him, a guy that you and I really both like, Mike, Troy Fautanu, the guard from Washington that can also play tackle, that versatility that we really love on the offensive line. And then Johnny Newton's the only other guy on the board that has a name. And he's kind of similar. You know, I was talking about Byron Murphy's a different build. He's kind of similar to Brian Bercee in the way that they play defensive tackle, where he gets after the quarterback a lot better in pass rush. But, you know, maybe he has a lot of work to do on defending the run, so to speak. So those are those names off the board. Once again, Olufoshinu is the leading odds favorite right now. Talisa Fuanga from Oregon State, Amarius Mims, Byron Murphy, Troy Fautanu, and Johnny Newton. It seems like the bookies are on the money with this. The Saints are going to be drafting on the lines in the first round.
Yeah, one thing with Byron Murphy, you ain't getting underneath his pads. Mm. Not at 6 foot tall. You know, if you're an offensive lineman, man, you got to get awfully low to get underneath those pads. Byron's a really good football player, too.
I was going to say, Mike, if he's still around at 14, would you have a tough time?
I would consider him, but I would go with offensive tackle. But Byron is a guy I really, really like. I think he's not going to last too much longer than 14. But, man, Byron made some plays, and everything went on Sweat, who was the huge defensive tackle. And I think all of us sort of in the business knew, and he admitted it, man, I'm a happy-go-lucky kind of party guy, had a great time. And then he gets busted, gets the DUI, and, you know, just a couple weeks back. Come on, you got to understand the timing of this. And, you know,
couldn't be worse.
No, it was bad for him, and I think it slips him. I think it also happened to Dak Prescott. Almost the exact same way. Now, Dak wasn't a party guy, but he got caught with a DUI late, and it dropped him into the fourth round. He would have never lasted that long. Never. But timing is everything come draft time. Man, happy birthday to Willie Roaf today. Greatest offensive lineman the Saints have ever had. 54 years young today. Willie was built like a table. I mean, he was all body. Man, you know, he had those sort of thin legs, and he walked almost like somebody put rocks in his cleats. You know, it was almost like he had difficulties walking. But what a great athlete. Tremendous football player. Jari Evans will be in Pro Football's Hall of Fame one day. He was an interior player. But Willie was unreal manning that left side. Man, I wish we had Willie Rofe today. Amen. That's all I can tell you. Willie could flat out play. Also, too, 86 years old today. Got to wish it to him. He listens in every once in a while. Richie Pettibone. My old pal, he was good friends with Buddy DiLiberto, who anchored this spot for so many years. Man, they had some good talking and good stories going on between those two guys sort of growing up together. But, man, Richie, 86 years old, and last time I talked to him, he said, Mike, I don't get up till about 11:30. I ain't got no job, so I ain't waking up early. He said, I stay up late at night, watch TV, and he said, I get up early in the afternoon, 11:30. He said, man, I ain't getting up early for nothing anymore. So that's our bet, 365 segment here.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.